Halló.
Hæ, hæ.
Og velkomin í Af hverju Ísland.
Loksinn, sáttur.
Sería 2.
Sería 2. Já. Ég heiti Drífa.
Ég heiti Kládía.
Og við erum þáttastjórnendur. Við ætlum að byrja á því að biðjast aðeins afsökunar. Já. Við erum búin að vera dálítið lengi að koma nýjum þáttum, eða þáttum í þætti í loftið. Fyrir að fyrsta þá vorum við að bíða eftir styrk
Já.
Sem við fengum til þess að geta keypt nýjar græjur og ég vonaði heyrið munin
ég vona það líka
og svo þegar græjurnar voru komnar þá fengum við báður COVID
já, og sitt hvort tímanum
og sitt hvort tímanum
við komum milli eða eitthvað
þannig að við hérna hvernig fór COVID í þig?
Bara ekkert mál, bara flensa sko. En ég veit að það ekki alveg þannig hjá öllum
nei, ég varð alveg ógeðslega lasin
ég var alveg lasin bara í sólarhring svo var ég bara að dunda með heima sko.
Já, ég var með hita í 4-5 daga sko.
Já,
fer
rosla með sjátt í fólk.
En ég búin að jafna mig nokkuð vel. Það mjög þakklátt fyrir. En hérna
svo voru framkvæmdir sem
Já.
Var ákveða að fara í
Kládía nefnilega pínu jarð í dag. Og hérna þetta hús var byggt hvað 78 já. Og ég held að hafi engar breytingar nánast orðið innan hús síðan og baðherbergi í starfsmannaklósettið var orðið svolítið ja.
Við erum hreinskilin, það var ógeðslegt.
Já, voru flísar, ógeðslegar, rauðbrúnar, einhvern veginn, grænmálaði veggir.
Einhvern vaskur tekið niður og ekkert basla fyrir og ekkert gengið frá.
Já,
og
voru tveir vaskar að einhvern tímann og svo
svona. Þar ég var að taka ljósin niður, þá brotnaði ljósið sundur. Plastið var það gamalt að það bara brotnaði í höndun á mér.
Já, þannig að Kládía bara fékk það í gegn, þetta tekið í gegn og hún... Bara
ég
ætti
kannski
ekki
að vera að nefna það að ég var eitthvað fiktandi í rafmagninu.
Nei, nei, ætti ekki að því. En við skulum, það var rafvirki samt sem kom og tekkaði öllu, sko, og lagaði smá.
Já, aðeins.
Svo nefnilega, sko, þegar að Kládía fekk það í gegn að taka baðherbergið það, þá vildi hún líka græja eldhúsið.
Já.
Þannig að núna er engin uppþóttu vel og það er allt í rústin í
eldhúsið.
En hérna,
reyna sem við þurfum.
Svo kom bara í ljós, eiginlega sem betur fyrr, fékk Kládía þetta í gegn, því að það var leki við eldhúsvaskinn.
Bara eitthvað skrýti gat sem við vitum ekki hvað gerir. Eitthvað
gat í gólfinu sem enginn veit hvað og hann í ljósmyndageymsluna og eitthvað.
Og það var bara eitthvað leki sem lag í gatið í ljósmyndageymsluna, það var bara vissingin af því og... Ég bara mjög fegin að þetta gerist núna.
Já,
en ekki áður en allt skemmdist og lyktin og allt.
Þetta verður gorgeous.
Já, en ég bara búin að vera spaslandi og málandi og gerandi það sem ég kann og kann ekki.
Já.
Og það...
Við erum alltaf að þakklátt fyrir það hétið nú.
Já,
takk. Með, það samt var þetta alveg pínu pyrrandi með násastó.
Já, ég veit. Ég var líka þreytt á því. Ég
hefði að eldhúsið verði, við vonum að það gangi rætt fyrir sig. En, kemur í ljós. En hérna, þátturinn í dag, hann pínu öðruvísi.
Já, stefnan í rauninni á þessari serju er aðeins öðruvísi. Já, mikið því við erum ennþá að tala fjölmenningu og svona.
Við ætlum að víkka aðeins út.
Já, því að okkur fannst við bara svolítið renna út á fólki sem talaði íslensku og treysti sér, að þú veist talaði kannski íslensku en treysti sér ekki til þess að fara í svona viðtal, þrátt fyrir það að þetta sé bara svona laust spjall hjá okkur, sko. Og það fullt af fólki sem að vinna og í eigum og bara allstaðar á Íslandi. Já. Og talar bara mjög fína ensku og við skiljum mjög mörg ensku þannig að við ákveðum að fara í það að taka upp viðtöl við fólk sem talar ensku og fá ennþá skemmtilegur sögur þrátt fyrir að það séu ekki á íslensku.
Já, þannig að við erum svona aðeins að víkka út, við erum ekki að loka á fólk sem talar íslensku. Sko.
Nei, alls
bara, ekki. Bara að fleiri fái tækifæri.
Já. Og við náttúrulega höldum áfram í þessu konsepti að vera með fólk sem vinnur í málum innflytjenda og svoleiðis. Það er ekki að fara detta út. Svo heyri alltaf í okkur og við okkar skoðunum og okkar reynslum og...
Má ég taka þetta eitt býr við?
Já, já. Við erum aðeins hérna vinna í social media eins og þetta kallað á fallegri íslensku. En já, þetta hefur allt dregist svolítið bara og þess vegna þetta intro svona langt líka. Við vildum aðeins að útskýra hvernig þetta hefur verið. Já. En nú erum við komnar með rosalega skemmt, rosalega góða græjur. Við erum komin með tíma, loksins, þrátt fyrir allt sé í gangi, þá erum við bara aðeins lausari.
Þannig að nú ætlum við aðeins að fara að spýti lóana, næla okkur fleiri viðmælendur og bara koma svo aftur á kopin.
Já. Annað varðandi viðtali sem var tekið í dag, þetta er tekið upp í mars, vonandi ferða í loftið bara í apríl, en ég ætla bara að taka það fram að þetta er tekið í mars. Og við töluðum við Caitlin og Guðmund. Já. Guðmundur Íslendingur, hann vinnur hérna með okkur,
Já.
En Caitlin hérna konan hans, hún kem frá Ástralíu.
Mm-hmm. Og þau segja okkur frá því hvar þau kynntust,
Já,
hvers vegna þau völdu Ísland, frekar en Ástralíu.
Við lærðum margt.
Við lærðum margt um Ástralíu.
Já, því miður var það viðtal tekið upp degi að þú veist í gær og það gekk illa, hljóðið var mjög slæmt Já, og við náðum ekki að laga það.
Þannig við þurfum að taka upp aftur.
Já, þannig að við tókum það upp aftur í dag og það gekk vel, við erum búin að kíkja á það
þess vegna. En við segjum rosalega oft. Já, eins og við rættum í gær,
Já.
Hérna, hvað, viltu segja okkur aðeins aftur frá
þessu? Það eitthvað svo erfitt að þykjast hafa ekki tala við þau, bara, segðu mér aðeins frá þessu, tölum þau í gær, já, viltu segja þeim sem heyrðu ekki viðtali í gær?
Já.
En já, þetta var rosalega skemmtilegt viðtal og ég lærði fullt, sko.
Já.
Ef þú vilt heyra meira byggingar underground, þá skaltu hlusta á þetta viðtal og klamið því líka.
Já.
En bara ekki hjá mannfólki.
Nei. Hefðu átt af einbrúð að ensku, ég alltaf að fatta það.
Já. Það einhver pæling, við pælum í því fyrir næsta þátt.
Er ekki bara að vera gott bara?
Jú, já.
Hvað er hægt að finna okkur?
Það er hægt að finna okkur á Facebook, við erum Af hverju Ísland podcast. Það er hægt að finna okkur á Adjúbum, það heitir bara Af hverju Ísland. Og á öllum helstum svona hlaðvarpsveitum og svona Spotify, Apple podcast og allt svona.
Og við erum líka á Instagram.
Og við erum á Instagram.
Af hverju Ísland.
Já. Og við erum með mail, afhverjuisland@gmail.com.
Þannig ef við viljum koma með einhverja ábendingar viðmælendur eða málefni,
Já.
Bara endilega hafið samband.
Og við erum líka alltaf opnar fyrir einhverjum styrkveitingum eða advertisement.
Já. Já. Við ætlum samt ekki að vera svona leiðilegar, þú veist, Nei. Að taka hálfan þáttin í
Nei.
Spons.
Nei.
Það er svo þreytandi.
Það ég ekki að fara þangað, sko.
Það væri, það væri ekki verra, samt. Okkur vantar nefnilega eiginlega mixer, núna.
Okkur vantar mixer og kannski að bjóða fólki upp á eitthvað að drekka það að koma.
Annaði vatn.
Það væri svolítið flott.
Já.
En ég held að við séum ekki komin á það stað á fólki.
Nei, við erum ekki orðna nóg frægar
ennþá. Jæja, þá erum við hættar að bulla bara.
Já.
Ok, bara gjöra svo vel. Velkomin í podcastið Af hverju Ísland. Við erum með hann Guðmund og Caitlin hjá okkur í dag. Viðtalið verður tekið upp á ensku og við ætlum bara að byrja.
So, would you please introduce yourselves?
You first. I did it yesterday.
I'm Caitlin Emma Jonsson.
And I'm Guðmund Jonsson.
Maybe so our listeners will know, we actually recorded this yesterday and we had a small problem, like we always do. So that's why we are recording it again, because the sound was terrible. And yeah, we had a nice talk yesterday, but this will be great today also.
it will be more fun today.
Yeah.
So yesterday we... didn't ask the first question first, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the first question is, why Iceland?
Because it was some place I hadn't lived before.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend / husband lived here, so.
Yeah.
So, then we have to move back a little bit. How you guys met and... Gummi, you would maybe explain how you met and where.
Well, the thing is, I moved to Australia for some studies I was doing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to try a little bit of dating.
Mm-hmm.
And a colleague of mine suggested I try this website. And that's where I met Caitlin, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe your mom suggested you try that.
Yes, my mom and stepdad suggested I tried it.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So really, it's just thanks to my co-student, mm-hmm. colleague. Mm-hmm. That's how we met.
And when was this?
2016. Mm-hmm. In May, I think.
Yeah, somewhere mm-hmm. around there.
Yeah, it was shortly before I came back to Iceland for a little bit of break.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what happened after you moved back to Iceland?
Well, I finished what I was doing there, mm-hmm. and then I, of course, moved back because I didn't have a visa to stay longer. Mm-hmm. And then I kept in touch with my fantastic girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Now wife.
And now wife, of course, yes. And somehow I managed to convince her a year later to move here. I have no idea how, but I managed to do it.
Yeah.
From sunny Australia all the way to cold and bleak Iceland at the moment.
But you haven't met in between. You did not go back to Australia.
For a visit.
Yeah. No, I did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's... First you came to Iceland.
Yes, for a visit. Holiday with my mom and stepdad.
Yes.
Yes.
And you stayed here for... How long was it? A month?
Maybe a month.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And then a couple of months later, I went to Australia. And that was after I'd asked you if you wanted to move, and I helped you move here.
Yes, mm-hmm. that was.
But in the meantime, we went for a little, little holiday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But why did you choose Australia for studies?
It's different. I've never been there. Mm-hmm. It's far away, and it's fantastic weather. Mm-hmm. Really, just because it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's
you couldn't go further. Was that the point?
Well, I mean, I could have gone next door to New Zealand, but yeah. Mm-hmm. And partly it's because of my thesis instructor for my master's.
Mm.
He knew a person there in Australia, mm-hmm. and he got me into contact with her. And yes, he said, yes, I could join them. And I went through application and I got in and mm-hmm. yeah.
And how did you like Australia?
It's fantastic.
Did you get any culture shock, or what was the main difference besides the weather?
It's really just it's a big city, but otherwise it's similar to most Western European cities in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are differences, of course, but the culture, it's mostly based on like British. Am I right, Caitlin?
I think so, yes, because Australia still associates with the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, so it's yeah. not, in a way, it would be like if I moved to a variety of Britain,
mm-hmm.
sort of.
But it's multicultural.
Oh, yeah. That was,
there's a lot of cultures.
Yeah. That was one of the selling points my instructor there mm-hmm. gave me, mm-hmm. multicultural. So, yeah, definitely. Lots of people from Southeast Asia, and they got fantastic food also.
Mm-hmm. And this was in which city? You forgot to mention.
In Melbourne. Mm-hmm. That's on the southeastern coast.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the southernmost cities, really.
Yeah.
Except for mm-hmm. Hobart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except for Tasmania.
Yeah.
And you lived in a small apartment, like we talked yesterday. Can you tell us more about that?
I lived in a tiny hovel. In a small apartment with other university students. It was like a...
Like a college in Denmark, or...?
No, not really like that. Oh. We had our own place. It was like a... I don't know how to explain it. Like a block.
Mm,
in
complex.
Iceland.
Apartment complex,
yes. Mm. So we all had our own spaces and nobody really intermingled unless mm-hmm. they maybe knew each other, so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think I ever met my neighbors, though.
And you also said yesterday it was quite far from the university, so it was cheaper than the ones that would have been closer to.
Yes, a little bit cheaper, but not by that much, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly just availability. I probably mm-hmm. came at a bad time, but... Yeah, that was it was a reasonable price.
Mm-hmm.
The commute was quite far away, like you said, and but otherwise it was pretty nice.
Yeah.
I was close to the train station
mm-hmm.
and a shopping center, which I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
And there might have been also a McDonald's there close by.
So it must have been quite a difference from moving from... You grew up here in Vestmannaeyjar,
yes,
in the Westman Islands, and going from here to a big city in Australia,
down under.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I have lived in, I've been to two other cities before, in Stockholm and a university city in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this was much bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but otherwise I've lived in cities before, but not for this long.
How long did you have to travel from your apartment to the university?
If I take the direct train, which doesn't stop in between,
mm-hmm.
like half an hour, 45 minutes maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, then and then it's a little bit longer if they stop at every stop.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you grew up in Melbourne, Caitlin?
Yes, the majority of my childhood was in Melbourne. So, mm-hmm. Yes.
But you were born in...
I was born in Western Australia, and then I also spent a little bit of time in Sydney also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And school also there?
Yes, pretty much all my schooling was in Melbourne / Sydney. So.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about kindergarten and preschool yesterday. Can you tell us about that?
Basically, it's basically the same kind of system as Iceland, except you kind of stay at kindergarten until you're like at least 4 or 5, and then you can move up.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like here.
And you talked about some tests that you have to go through, and sometimes it's at age.
Yeah, it's mostly like a, I suppose like you'd have here like a language kind of test for younger kids to see if they can progress or not, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
To primary school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And primary school, how old are you when you leave primary school?
When you leave primary school, you're like 12 or 13.
It depends on when you started.
Yeah, it depends on when you started.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then you go
from high school from 13 or 12 to like 17 or 18.
Mm-hmm.
So. Then you start university or college.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there are uniforms, school uniforms?
Yes, you wear school uniforms up until high school, and then you don't have to wear uniforms after that.
So. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about your uniforms that you had to wear?
The majority of it was not that, like, it weren't, like, ugly uniforms, so. They weren't ugly colors, in other words.
Yeah.
Is it like girls have to wear skirts and boys wear pants, or?
Girls can wear pants, but it's frowned upon, so they tend to wear skirts. Dresses and skirts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
With leggings or...
Yeah, but the weather where you grew up in Melbourne, mostly, is it like good summer in Iceland all year round, or does it vary? Does it get cold during winter?
Yeah, it gets cold during winter, and it gets wet and rainy and stuff also, so it's not sunshine all year round.
Mm-hmm. So wearing a dress or a skirt,
it can be cold.
Yeah.
In winter, so we tend to wear like what do you call them, tights, leggings,
yeah,
or just
tight,
the foot
yeah.
things attached.
Yeah, that's allowed.
And then during summertime, you would tend to wear like, depends on the school, but you tend to wear like high socks, like up to knee high.
Yeah.
So yeah, because it's like nicer looking, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
before I forget, I have a question about the Queen. You actually talked about Queen and be
We don't talk about the Queen all the time, but it's like we're still part of the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
She's still like ranked really high in the politics.
But
though.
Is she popular?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We don't really know about the Queen thing,
Most of Australia don't really classify the Queen as very much, but
mm-hmm.
then there's like the small majority that's still like that are still like that British side that really
mm-hmm.
want to be like part of England still. So.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom was born in England, right?
Yeah, she was born in England and then migrated over with her family when she was,
mm-hmm.
I think, a teenager somewhere around
yeah.
there.
And that means that you have an English passport. Right?
Yes, I have an English citizenship and an Australian citizenship. So,
yeah, you got a true descent
yeah.
from
yeah.
your mom.
Yeah.
So that made it easier for you when you moved here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because for any other
outside of Europe.
It is a little bit easier because you would have to get visa and everything,
right?
Whereas, and you were lucky to come before Brexit.
Because I had the British passport, I didn't have to do apply for the visa, so. Mm-hmm. Or the whatever you would.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
thankfully,
like
you did it before the Brexit also, so.
Yes.
Like we talked yesterday also, your kids cannot get the British
No, they can't get
passport.
The British one, but they can get the Icelandic and Australian one. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of get the Icelandic automatically since you've given birth to one here, and it's very likely you'll give birth to the next one.
Yeah. So for our listeners, they are expecting another child.
Yeah.
In May.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have one, which is also born in May.
Yeah. So, growing up in Australia, we talked about this also yesterday.
Yeah.
We should stop saying that.
Yeah.
Okay. The dangerous animals.
Yes, it pretty much there's snakes, spiders, and maybe a few hairy animals that would try to kill you, and like sharks and crocodiles and stuff like that. So. Everything else is pretty much harmless though. So.
And the common knowledge is
the smaller, the deadlier, the bigger the harmless. So.
Have you experienced a dangerous animal?
If you go to the capital areas with the zoos, you can see them, but I had one when I was a snake when I was younger in my backyard, but my mum kind of kept us away from it. So.
Yeah. And the snake just left, or did you have to call someone?
The snake catcher came to get it. Yeah. So.
Have we met a huntsman?
No, I haven't met a huntsman. I've seen them in behind glass at zoos.
What's that?
That is a big spider.
Okay.
Think tarantula.
Dangerous.
Well,
they're kind of harmless. They kind of
humans.
They kind of eat the badder.
Yeah, I know though that in the eastern part of Melbourne, that they're quite common there.
Oh.
In old houses.
Yeah.
Far easter than you were situated.
They tend to hide because they're very scared of bigger animals than them. So.
Gumi, when you moved to Australia, were you aware of how many species are dangerous to your life?
I probably heard it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But. You don't really meet them in a city so much.
No. But you had some in your bed.
Oh, they were tiny spiders.
Oh, okay.
What did you call them?
Daddy long legs.
Yeah, the body is quite small, but the legs are.
They're long legs.
Really
long.
Thin and long legs.
I think I had maybe three over the course when I stayed there in my bed. Not all together, just.
But did you have
days.
Any bites or something?
I don't think so.
No.
They don't really bite you because they're.
The fangs are too small.
Yeah, way too small to penetrate humans.
But how did it feel seeing a huge...
I saw one at the university, actually, a huntsman.
Yeah.
No, two, sorry. And...
Just walking around the corridor?
No, they were next to the exit sign. Or the door.
Oh, my God.
In the coffee break room. On the 7th floor.
Oh. Ew.
If you have to get someone to come collect them for you.
No, I think someone just took care of it.
Oh, okay.
They're Australians. You're tough people.
and are you taught about these animals in school?
When you do science, I suppose, but mostly when you go on excursions to the zoos, they show you animals and stuff there.
And parents probably don't go close to this one.
Yeah, normally when the kids are younger, they're like. The parents stay away from certain animals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we talked about chlamydia also. But that was not about humans. It was actually about koalas.
Yes. Then.
We didn't know about it. So...
This segue was...
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's mostly spread in koalas because it slowly kills them over a certain course of time. But they're trying to come up with a vaccination for the koalas that stops them getting it, or it stops it spreading them, spreading the disease around.
And are they common? Did you see one in wildlife? Just
You can, but they hide in the tops of the trees, so it's very hard to spot. But they're actually on the endangered species list because of all the bushfires and flooding we've had lately.
So. And what about the kangaroos?
Kangaroos are okay as long as you don't get them on the wrong side.
Yeah, but they're really lazy though.
Yeah, they just want to basically lie around and sleep and eat.
Yeah, the ones I went and saw, they were just lying on the grass, couldn't be bothered to move.
It was because it was a hot day though too. When it's hot, they
Where did you see them? In a zoo or?
In a zoo, wildlife preservers. Yeah. Where you could walk with inside where they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine as long as you don't go up to them and punch them, you're fine.
Or try to touch their mouths or something.
Yeah.
But when you would, like, if you would drive into the country in the wilderness,
you can see them bouncing along on the side, in the fields or the side of the road.
Yeah, no, I never saw
them. Are they like the size of a human?
They're bigger.
Some of them are actually taller, but yes, it depends if they're up on their hind legs or not.
Okay, there's another, there's a kangaroo, and then there's another name for the smaller ones.
Oh, they're called wallabies because they hang out in like the rocky kind of areas.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, whereas the kangaroos tend to spread out. Tend to live on the grassier areas. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, what do you call a baby kangaroo?
Oh, a joey.
A joey.
Yeah.
But the food tradition in Australia.
Ever had kangaroo?
Not so much. I tend to stick to like stick to the normal varieties of meat.
Yeah, chicken,
beef.
Yeah,
but I was actually wondering, like, kangaroos live mostly in the wild. How do you, like, there are no kangaroo farms like we have chicken farms.
Well, sometimes the kangaroo population gets a little overpopulated, so they do like a hunt where it's like just to one area. So.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, also, are there different species of kangaroo, or is it just one species?
I don't remember how many species, but I think there's at least two or three species, but I could be wrong.
And they vary in size.
Yeah, they vary in size. Some of them are smaller than the other.
Okay.
I think the red or grey kangaroos are the larger ones. So.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But traditional Australian food?
Anything that goes on the barbie?
Prawns, shrimp, whatever you want to call them, from the ocean.
You have a lot of barbecues, right?
Yeah, mostly in the summertime, you tend to have a lot of barbecues because you want to stay outside where you get the breeze. So,
what kind of barbecue do you use? Let's be specific.
Really, any type of barbecue. You can even dig a hole in the ground and start a fire in that. And then
yeah, because like here in Iceland, we mostly use the gas ones because they are easier. So I was thinking, because when I go to Poland, everyone's like,
Sometimes you can use like the coals that you start fires with too. But mostly if you have them on your balcony, you have the gas.
Or
the electric ones or whatever they're called.
I can imagine the smell. Like, you're walking super hungry.
Yeah.
Like, oh, everyone's barbecuing.
And then on Australia Day, there's most of the tradition is to have a barbecue because it's in summertime. So.
And that's January 26th, right?
Yes. It's like, we kind of call it Independence Day, but we're still part of Britain, so.
Yeah, you've got the Queen, so.
Yeah.
It's probably like 18th of December here in Iceland. No, 1st of December. I mean.
Yes. Yeah, it's like the 1st of December in Iceland.
Yeah.
So you're an independent nation and all that, but you're in a personal union with the monarch from another country.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you celebrate Australia Day here?
I try to, but it's kind of like a very low key thing.
No barbecue in January.
No
barbecue.
It's a little bit tough, but it's possible.
Yeah.
Also, Australia Day is a little bit controversial back in.
Yeah, because the original people from the land don't really like us to celebrate it on the 26th because they say it's the wrong date, so they're trying to change it, and then everyone else is like, we don't really care. So.
Yeah, it's the day that the first ship landed.
Something arrived.
Arrived. So they call it Invasion Day or something.
Yeah.
Aborigines.
So they don't want to really call it Australia Day, but they try to change the date, and it's kind of like they get knocked back, so it's kind of like gets stuck on the 26th.
Yeah. There are mixed opinions on it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they weren't treated very well for most of the beginning, at least, of Australia as a country.
No, they were treated horribly.
Yeah, they were treated really badly, and there is a movie you can watch about it where they actually take the children from the mothers.
Rabbit proof fans.
And then they actually like adopt them out, and then they eventually find their mothers eventually at some point.
It's a really good movie. I've seen it.
Oh yeah, it's really sad though at some points also. Yeah.
So I would like to ask you, how did you prepare before you moved to Iceland? Did you do any preparation, or like you just pack your bags?
No, well, it's like I'm leaving to go to live in Iceland, and I packed my stuff up really and just left.
Did you have any like really warm clothes, or?
Did
you buy everything?
I had a few warm clothes, but I had to buy like boots when I arrived, and then I got a jacket from a relative. So.
Yeah. And then you got also more jackets from my relatives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if anything, you have a closet full of jackets.
Yeah. More than you, probably.
Oh yeah, she's got like five.
Yeah. And how was it? Like, you did not come up for a vacation the second time. You knew you were coming to Guðmundur, and you knew he had a family.
It was a little rough, but we didn't stay with Guðmundur's family for too long, so. We eventually found our own apartment here. So.
Oh yeah, I found it before I went to Australia.
Yeah.
So we were fortunate about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think, yeah, we stayed like a week while I was finishing preparing the apartment.
I think so.
Painting a little bit and stuff like that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Did you feel welcome when you came? Yeah. Or are people shy around you? Or?
I mean, it was a little difficult trying to find a job here, but apart from that, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
No one really looked at me weirdly or anything, so.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, you look quite Icelandic. Those who are listening on YouTube, they can probably see your picture now, so they know that you don't really look like... You look like just any other Icelandic.
With your red hair
and
pale skin.
To those who can't see, with both red heads and very pale.
So maybe Iceland was a better choice for you than Australia.
Yes, pretty much.
Have you ever thought about moving to Australia?
We talk about it here and there, but it's kind of more difficult now that we have kids. So it's a bit more effort to put in.
Yeah, but it's still a possibility.
Yeah.
Australia is quite strict about people moving to Australia from other countries, right?
Yes. So.
But you're married now, does it make it easier?
It would make it a bit more easier, but then we'd both have to find jobs, because I gave up my job, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What did you do in Australia?
I worked in retail, so like it's kind of like a cross between, well, it's basically just like a Harcourt, but it had, it didn't have so much like fresh fruit in there. It was mostly just clothing and like kitchen stuff and like kind of stuff like that. Yeah.
And you work where now here in
At the nursing home for cleaning. Yeah.
Oh,
I just clean though, I don't look after the residents or anything.
Yeah. And how do you interact with the people that live there?
They say hi and to the residents, but they don't really understand what I'm saying, so they keep on walking or something.
But they do say hi though, don't they?
Yeah, they say hi now that they've seen my face a lot, so. Yeah. But they try to talk to me and I'm like, I don't understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you find it difficult to learn Icelandic?
A little bit, yes, because apparently it's a bit more difficult for, like, fluent speaking English people to pick up, because there's so many different changes you have to make with the Icelandic language.
Do you speak English at home?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm also trying to teach our son English also. So I kind of don't want to keep changing it over.
Yeah.
Oh, I can promise you.
There was.
He will learn it.
Many, many years ago, people were advised to talk. People that that moved to Iceland.
Yeah.
If they knew any Icelandic, they were advised to talk to their kids in Icelandic. but usually they would speak it wrong, so the children
learned and then it. And then the children picked it up.
Yeah. But they figured out that that's not good.
Yeah.
Just speak your native language. Yeah. And...
I mean, Gudmunda speaks Icelandic to our son, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah. It's really just when you talk to him or we talk together,
yeah.
then he hears English.
Yeah.
We've talked to a woman where they speak three languages in the house.
Wow.
The mother and the father have one each language.
Yeah.
And then they talk to each other in English.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So their kid is learning three languages.
Yeah. Also, Andre, we talked about him.
Mm-hmm.
He always talked English with his mother and Icelandic with his father. And he is very Icelandic. That was really nice to hear. And he still until this day always talks English to his mother, even though she like speaks very good Icelandic today. They just kept it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice.
So what did you was there anything difficult about moving to Iceland?
Mostly just how far away it was from my family because of COVID and all now, because it's kind of difficult.
Yeah, the COVID thing did not help.
Yeah.
But let's look at the positive side. So your mom is coming.
Yes, my mom and stepdad are finally going to come in May. Yeah. So that's going
to
be nice.
And you had to postpone your wedding party. You got married.
We got married at the, what's it called?
Sýslumaður.
Yeah.
Commissioners. It's called something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
And we had Gudmunda's mom and dad and our son behind us.
Yeah.
And then we zoomed, called all my family, basically. We zoomed, called most of my family for the wedding.
So. Are you planning on doing, in quotation marks, a real wedding with the party and the dress and...
Maybe when COVID settles back down, we might.
Yeah, because... we went to Australia just before COVID started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we managed to slip by to Iceland before it went loose. And then your mom bought you a dress.
Yeah, I tried on the first wedding dress I liked and it fit me, so that's the one I bought.
Yeah.
It was also on sale too. So.
Yeah, so that's just better.
But the dress has stayed in Australia.
Yeah, my mom said she'd bring it in this trip. So.
Yeah, just so I can't see it.
Yeah.
You're pissed about it.
Not at all.
It was only because we were playing the wedding, so she wanted.
Maybe she jinxed it by keeping it in Australia.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Either you jinxed it because I don't see it, or because I see it.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit late. You're legally married already,
yes.
So
yeah.
So it wouldn't really matter anyway.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But you still haven't seen it.
Nope, I haven't seen it.
But your mother and stepdad are coming here in
May, mostly to see the grandsons. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of them at the same time.
Yeah. Are they going to stay in Vestmannaeyjar for the whole time, or...?
We're trying to arrange it at the moment, but mostly it's a week here or somewhere.
So they want to travel around Iceland somewhere?
They want to stay majority with, like, around where their grandsons are, but
mm-hmm.
depends on where they can get accommodation at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Take them to fly over Iceland. It's super nice!
I still haven't done that yet,
oh, that's
so I want
great.
To do it also.
I recommend it a lot. And it's not an advertisement.
Yeah. We're not sponsored by Over Iceland. Just so you know.
We also
Iceland in a pill.
We also should probably take our sons and their older to that trampoline area too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
In the inside trampoline.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I should take my in-laws around the islands on that speedboat.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh
yeah.
We both worked at work at Riksvay.
Yeah.
Not an advertisement.
No advertisements.
Maybe we should ask them to.
Yeah.
Advertise.
We should.
Sponsor
us. And then we are going to talk about the Riksvay in every podcast.
Have you kept any traditions from your country?
Um,
Australia Day is like
basically just Australia Day. We don't really have that much else to celebrate.
Any foods you prefer to cook that are...
I wish I cooked more, but I don't tend to cook that much at home. I cook lasagna here and there, but...
It's very much great.
Yeah.
But, like Christmas in Australia?
Well, because it's in summertime, you tend to spend it outside, so it's kind of like... We try to do it, but it's kind of like... It's kind of difficult because everyone else celebrates it on Christmas Eve. And when Australia, you celebrate it on Christmas Day, so it's kind of like...
Yeah, like the British and the Americans.
Yeah.
But we last Christmas, we gave our son one Christmas present from us, right? On Christmas Day.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, just to keep up with your traditions also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the food, what food do you eat in Australia during Christmas?
I think it's mostly anything that's not too hot, although you could get to even more hotter than you would, so.
Yeah.
So you're not cooking a turkey for 8 hours?
Sometimes people do. It depends on if you want to eat turkey or not, because some people don't really like turkey. I find it, personally, I find it too dry. So.
Mm.
But do you eat it hot or cold?
You do eat it hot, but then you have like cold side dishes like salads or something.
Oh, okay.
So
there's maybe a barbecue during Christmas?
Yeah, you put like...
Surprise!
Sometimes for like a late lunch you do like prawns, but you have them like pre-cooked, so it's kind of like you just eat them out of a bowl. And then you'd have like a barbecue for dinner, I suppose you'd have if you had too much for late lunch. But, well, in Australia on Christmas Day, the kids kind of wake up very early, so it's kind of like you start your day very early, and then you have like naps during the day when you're tired.
Cakes, cookies.
The traditional thing is pavlova, which is like a egg white meringue thing. Then you put like fruit on top of it and cream.
We actually got a recipe from Caitlin during our advent calendar.
Personally, I don't actually eat it. I watch other people eat it. I never really liked it, so.
I want to ask you about your names. Guðmundur, your name is not easy for people living in Australia talking English. How was it?
I just forced people to say my name. I didn't tell them my nickname. Because it sounds similar to something else.
Your family, Caitlin, calls him Gummy.
Well, Gummy... Gudmundur, either one. My mum kind of says both sometimes, so.
She didn't want to call him Gummy the first time, right?
I don't think so, no.
No, she didn't. I remember that.
Oh.
She thought it was silly. I'm not calling someone that.
But talking about names, the names, name of your son.
Yes.
And your future son, that's supposed is being born in May.
Yeah, we're still not telling you.
Damn.
When we will get it
eventually we will learn about the newborn's name. When you were choosing the name, did you choose it because you could use it both in English and Icelandic?
Yes, and also we just liked the name in general. So.
Yeah, it's a good name.
But do you write it with Icelandic letters?
Yeah, on his passport and all his paperwork, he'd have the Icelandic letters, but when you apply for the Australian passport, you'd minus out the...
Yeah, we can just... oops, we forgot the oo instead of oo. So it's stuck.
Can you tell the name for people that are listening?
You want to tell it?
You can say.
Arthur.
Yeah. Does he have a second name?
Yes. But we chose that because it's pronounceable both in English and Icelandic,
the same way.
Arthur.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But you can say his whole name if you want, though.
Nah, it's fine.
not pressuring you.
Most Icelandic people speak pretty good English. So do you think that's one of the reasons that you find it hard to learn Icelandic is because people speak English to you?
Yeah, it's pretty much just because most people I talk to at my work speak English back to me, so it's kind of like I don't really feel the need to learn overly that much Icelandic, so.
Except for the residents.
Yeah, except for the residents that live there, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but you don't have any problem communicating with your
coworkers. No, because sometimes the nurses will, like, will translate the question if they need to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Highly educated people.
Yeah.
So they should know English.
Mm-hmm. Have you experienced any predators, like we talked yesterday?
I don't think so, no. I don't recall ever getting it, so.
No.
No.
But some people don't remember your name.
And just say that.
Some people can't say Caitlin together, so they say Kate instead. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my brother included.
Yeah. So, that's okay with you, or some,
it's fine. I reply to both now, so it's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that was not the case in Australia.
No, everyone understands Caitlin in Australia, but I never really had a nickname to begin with when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
so.
Yeah.
My parents just called me Caitlin all the time, so.
And used your full name when they were...
Probably used my full name when I was more in trouble.
Yeah,
so.
I think that's everywhere in the world.
But your family, is everyone fluent in English, or is there any problem in communication during the family events? Yeah.
Well, they know English. They're just it's mostly my dad who doesn't really trust himself to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
My mom tries, my brother tries, but they all know English enough to understand her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's not a problem. You don't have to translate.
Just what my dad is saying, really.
Yeah. Okay.
But when you have to go to the doctor, or do you can you communicate yourself with the doctor and the nurses, or?
Yeah, if I go alone, they generally pick up the fact I can't speak Icelandic. So.
Mm-hmm. But they can communicate to you.
Yeah,
so you understand.
When I go with Gudmundur, he tends to translate if he needs to. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but usually I just tell them she speaks English.
Yes.
So they switch automatically.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but...
You've never been offered a translator? Or?
No.
Okay.
I suppose I could... find one if I needed to, so.
But people know everything, how to tell you about everything in English, or have you been having problem because, like, they speak English but they don't know the specifics?
They generally speak English, it's just some words they can't figure out the English version for, so.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How was it coming to a town that has 4,000 people in the middle of the winter? Because we actually didn't tell everyone that's listening. You came here in November, right?
January.
January,
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, everything's dark, everything's cold.
Everything was dark and cold, but it's kind of different because there's not so much traffic here as there would be in a bigger town. So.
Yeah, it's a lot more peace and quiet.
Yeah, it's a lot more quieter when you're going to sleep and stuff. So.
Yeah.
And what about the people? Like... did you have any problem finding yourself in the society, or...?
I'm more of a homebody, so I kind of don't... I'm not very social, in other words, so...
Okay. Well, I have a question, like, totally different. About driving. You told me you had a problem with your driver's license here.
Oh, yeah, because my Australian one was going to expire, and then I renewed the Australian one, but... I haven't studied that much for the Icelandic one, so.
Yeah, because unfortunately you have to take the exam.
Yeah.
You can't just tell them, I have an Australian driver's license, can I have an Icelandic one?
Yeah. You know
no,
why
you have to take
is?
The exam.
Do you know why?
It's
because they drive on the left side, or?
No, it's because they're not in Europe.
Oh.
They're not
or the European Union specifically.
Yeah.
Because the cars are so different.
No, not
Australia.
Really.
No,
you really you pick it up really quickly.
Could you drive in Australia, or
yes,
was
as
that
a tourist.
Problem? Yeah, as a tourist.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean the whole console part's on the other side of the car, but
yeah. But otherwise, it's
the
it's
same?
Surprisingly easy to switch.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it easy to travel around Australia either by car or train?
Car takes a bit longer. Trains, kind of. Faster than cars, but most people tend to fly from different areas to.
Yeah, because Australia is really big, like continental
big,
US.
Mm-hmm.
And the center of Australia is
Do people live there in the desert?
In Alice Springs, which is like a very desert area, they tend to live underground because it's a lot cooler. So they live in like caves that they dig out of the ground.
Yeah, that's like in the very center of Australia.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not. Do people live?
They live
in holes in the ground.
They like dig like caves for like houses under the ground because it's so they get like over 40 degree weather sometimes, so it's a lot cooler under the ground.
And what do people do for a living?
They do have jobs. I think it's mostly like mining, like where they mine for like coal or.
Okay, I'm still trying to. Are people like digging a hole and then building a house inside the hole?
They like dig the hole and then they put like rock or cement on the walls so it keeps it cooler. So it keeps it like a.
And they live like normal, like house. The same
yeah, they have like beds
have
and
here.
Bathrooms down there and electricity. So.
I think they're asking how far do the houses go?
Oh,
down?
Not that far under. Just far enough under to keep the. To keep them cool enough so they don't,
yeah.
So they don't die, I suppose.
So they're not thinking about the view?
Big windows for me!
I suppose you could... Yeah, I suppose they would have a view. It would just be of, like, other caves, I suppose. It depends on where it is.
Wow,
I did
not know this.
No, and also when you say cave, you, like, imagine, like...
It's not dark. They have like electricity down there.
Yeah, and water and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And they have like the same standard, like sofas and everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
They have everything that you'd need down there. It's just because it's so hot on the land.
And just under.
Yeah.
Okay,
so cooler underground.
Have you guys traveled in Australia?
We've been to Queensland, which is like the top, one of the top states.
Yeah, we went to the east coast there, like at the very bottom of Queensland, right?
Yeah, like Gold Coast, Brisbane,
mm-hmm.
down there.
Yeah.
And then we've also been to South Australia, which is where my mum and stepdad live. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's more deserty, so it's more dry,
mm-hmm.
the soil. So.
Mm. Yeah, but we drove from Melbourne to the Gold Coast.
Yes.
Once.
how long does that take?
Well, you have to go from Victoria to New South Wales into Queensland, so.
2 days?
Or 3 days. Around
yeah,
here.
I forgot. It's been a while.
But have you traveled any around Iceland?
When I was here for the holiday before I moved, we went around Iceland, didn't we?
We skipped the northeast and the east.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because our car we hired wasn't very suitable for that.
No.
Oh.
Well, it was not suitable for mountain roads
yeah.
or difficult roads. So.
We talked also a little bit about how you, when you go to Australia, it's quite a long trip. So we talked about the flight you get. You fly from Iceland to what, Norway or London?
Norway, London, Amsterdam, Germany,
yes.
whatever that's close
Europe,
by.
Yeah.
And then to Dubai or Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, or Hong Kong,
okay.
or Singapore.
It depends on how long you want the flight gap, I suppose.
Yeah, there's lots of different ways. Just don't go through the US because that's way, way pricier.
Oh, okay.
Because it's so far away, Australia from Iceland, you can basically go either way around the globe, but
mm-hmm.
it's cheaper to go eastwards
okay.
than westwards.
And how long does it take to travel from Iceland to Australia?
The flight itself is like 1.5 day, just on
just,
the plane.
Just on the plane.
Yeah.
And then there are stopovers.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
48 hours.
And then you have the time
differences.
Yeah, 40 hours.
48 hours
time
plus.
Differences too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So major jet lag.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you kind of need a day and like a half to like sleep.
Yeah.
To recover.
But the funny thing is, if you go from Iceland to Australia. I always tended to wake up really early in the morning there.
Yeah, you tend to wake up really early because your mind's kind of on Icelandic time.
Yeah, yeah. So.
But I mean, I haven't been traveling for like this long. Usually the flight is about 4 hours. And you're like, your butt is hurting because the seats are not really comfortable.
Yeah.
So can you imagine for, 24 hours? That's
yeah.
Long. Or 48. Or 48, yeah.
When I was coming from Australia once, I forgot what way I went, but... I stopped in London before I came to Iceland.
Mm.
And the way from London to Iceland was, we're here. It was basically nothing
yeah, yeah, yeah,
compared
yeah.
to the rest.
Yeah.
So it was like going from the Vestman Islands to the mainland on a ferry to Tholosa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was like a trip there.
Yeah.
Versus staying there for 12 hours in the plane.
Yeah. Okay. How often have you been traveling back and forth for the last years?
Since I moved here, I think we've already been back to Australia one time.
Yeah,
because
one time.
Because of COVID.
Yeah,
because of COVID.
No, this was just before.
Because it was just before COVID, but also because we didn't have a lot of money saved up also. So.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you had the baby.
Yeah, and then we had babies, so it's kind of like...
Yeah, they do cost a bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We talked about things you miss from Australia. Can you tell us a bit more?
The major one is Vegemite, which is like a very salty spread you put on toast.
You like it.
I love it, actually. Yeah. I actually miss it at the moment because no one can send it across to me at the moment.
And you have a craving for Vegemite.
Yes. Yeah. A really big one, actually.
So your mom is going to bring you some, right?
She's probably going to bring me more than one jar of it over.
Yeah.
It depends on how many she can fit in her suitcases.
Yeah.
I remember when my mother lived in Portugal for many, many years. And when I went to visit... that was before you can only have one bag on a plane.
Yeah.
So there was one big one with just food. And it was fish, spices that she couldn't get in Portugal. There was flatbrød, flatkökur, the Icelandic flats.
Pancake, bread, thing.
And caviar. And all sorts of stuff, maybe 15 kilos just of food. So I hope your mother brings you other stuff.
Well, she's going to bring stuff over for her grandsons too, like toys or something.
But you can't buy Vegemite here. It's more important for you to bring toys.
It's a bit more difficult to find Vegemite here.
Yeah, you can't buy it in Iceland.
You'd have to ship it from like...
You can't.
No,
you'd have to ship it from like England across, so...
Yeah,
you actually got a cousin of yours to send it to you.
It was an aunt on my dad's side.
Oh, sorry.
She claimed she didn't want to send it over anymore because it cost too much or something. So.
Yeah, but she did send you a few times.
Yeah.
But
don't you know anyone... The version in England... Marmite,
but it's a lot more...
Little different.
It's way less saltier than the authentic Vegemite. So.
Yeah. You talked about yesterday that you were going to try Vegemite if you offered you.
I'm willing.
And I will do it.
If Caitlin will try fermented shark.
I did.
No, she has.
I did try fermented shark. It was like this big, the chunk. And it was...
Oh, like a centimeter. They didn't see that finger.
Oh. It was like...
Yeah. Very, yeah.
Yeah.
And how did you like it?
It was very gross. I did manage to swallow it, though. It was very gross.
So. You were very... I was very proud of you.
I was like when I first started my Icelandic lesson course, though.
Yeah, that's how you end Icelandic courses is here.
No, that's the only time she ever gave it to us, though. She never gave it to us since.
Really?
When I did the other three times, she never did it.
Oh.
It's because of COVID and everything.
Probably might kill a bacteria.
She changes it every time, I think.
And also, a lot of the students never finish the class, so it's kind of pointless.
I thought she did it regularly.
No. Well, she tried to, and then she just gave up.
Yeah.
But we have, like, Polish shops and Asian shops in Reykjavik. You talked about having a hard time finding Australian food here. So,
well, I've never looked into it before, so there could be hidden ones somewhere.
Do you know if there's how many Australians live in Iceland? Have you any idea?
Never really looked into it before. I'm assuming a few, since apparently there's a few that live on the mainland. So.
Yeah.
I know there's one woman who lives in town, or I believe there's one other woman who lives in town. And I know our student in Reykjavik, that's it, really, mm-hmm. Australians that I know of.
Mm-hmm. But you are registered as British citizen in Iceland.
Because it apparently it's easier for them to...
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, it
so was. Even, yeah, it was easier for them to register paperwork like that. So
actually, even if we check the numbers, we won't see that you are from Australia.
Yes.
Yeah.
I won't be classified as Australian, I suppose. So.
Yeah, you're just British.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anything that could be done to make it easier for people to settle in Iceland?
Don't think so, that I can recall.
No, not in your experience.
No.
Make the paperwork easier.
Maybe just make the paperwork easier to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you were actually kind of lucky. Because you got through because of the British.
Yeah.
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 Well, what's the best thing about living in Iceland?
I suppose now watching my sons grow up, I suppose.
Yeah.
Watching them see the world.
Yeah, it's safer for them than Australia.
It's a lot safer to raise kids here than Australia.
Yeah,
so.
we talked about
high crime rate, and then also there's a lot of sexual predators in Iceland, in Australia also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And dangerous animals.
Yeah, and the dangerous animals, etc.
And you don't go out if the weather is
bad. There's also a lot more public. There's also a lot more busier roads in Australia too,
yeah.
That they can get hit by cars or something.
Oh yeah, there's so much traffic there.
Yeah.
Have you, your son is almost 2 years old.
Yes.
And the new one is due in May. But did you try and have your son sleep in his, what's it called? Kera? What?
A wagon?
A wagon?
No, it's called
What do you call it? Like?
Pram.
Yeah. Thank you. Did you sleep outside in this pram?
We tried to do it a few times when he was a lot younger, but he didn't really take to it too much. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it only worked if we went
if
for
we
a
actually
walk
went
before.
For a long walk and then came back when he was asleep. So.
Yeah. But then we had to carry him up the stairs
in
to
the
our
pram,
apartment.
Because
yeah.
It was
you live on the third.
Second
floor,
floor,
but
yeah.
If we took him out of the pram, he would always wake up. So we had to leave
yeah,
him
you wouldn't
sleeping.
Leave him while he was sleeping
no.
Until he woke up.
Well, we
outside of the apartment building.
No.
We had to take him to the balcony.
So what do you think of that tradition of letting children sleep
outside?
At
first it was a little weird when I didn't have kids, but now that I've had kids, it's kind of like, it's good for them to like get used to the climate,
mm-hmm.
Like the cold and stuff. So.
Yeah, fresh air.
And it also apparently it helps them sleep a lot better too, so.
Yeah, he slept really well when he was younger outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the cookies? You told me about the weird cookies. Weird for me, not for you. They have like what? The straw? No.
They have. They're two like kind of wafery biscuits, I suppose you'd say.
Tim Tams.
Yeah, but they're called Tim Tams, but they're like two biscuits, and then they have chocolate cream in the middle, and they're covered in chocolate on the outside, and then if you bite. Two opposite ends off, you can use them as a straw with tea or hot chocolate.
I love that. You have to bring me some of these.
Can you ask your mother to bring us some?
Yes, I put them on my list for my mom.
And she brings 20 kilos of food. Do you want to go to Australia more regularly now that you have two kids?
I suppose we'd try to do it on a more regular basis when we have the other one here too, but it might be a bit more time consuming because we'd have to stay over in like
isn't it? You have to travel for such a long time and it's so far away, you don't go there for a week.
No, we go for like the last time we went for 3 weeks, but since when we have kids it might be a bit longer.
But do you think now that you will both
be
on maternity and paternity leave, it will be more convenient for you to go, or are you planning on something like that? I mean, you're still gonna get the money.
But it's a little bit difficult because you got someone whose immune system is so weak,
mm-hmm.
And you gotta go through a lot of countries to get to Australia.
Do you have to get vaccinated for something when you go to Australia, like you have to go when you go to Asia or Africa?
No. It's like going to Western Europe.
There's basically no vaccinations for Australia.
No, not mandatory.
Are the vaccinations the same in Australia and here, or is it a different?
Pretty much I think all the vaccinations would be the same. Like the vaccinations for when you have kids, it would be the same list of vaccinations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because even in Europe, it varies. Countries have more or some extra things or sooner or later. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I imagine it's similar, at least concerning the major diseases like...
Yeah, like chickenpox and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, mumps rubella and all that stuff. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my mom kept up to date with all that for her kids. So.
Yeah, she's a very smart woman in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's have opinions on vaccinations these days.
So is there something else we forgot to ask you about you want to tell us about?
I want to ask about one thing that we forgot to... that we talked about yesterday.
Okay.
The grubs.
Oh,
the food.
The witchetty grubs. It's mostly when you visit like Aboriginal communities, they're like a really fat white kind of grub with like a grey kind of head on it. And basically you just eat them raw, like they're wriggling around in your hand. And you eat them.
So make sure you chew them.
Apparently you chew like the head off first, so it like makes them less wiggly underneath.
Have you tasted one?
I've personally never had one, but I've seen videos of people eating them. So
yeah,
it's kind of gross.
But we talked also about some types of larvae being like fried. And that's also something.
Oh, yeah, you can have like bugs or grasshoppers or something, I suppose.
But is that mainly the Aboriginals?
Yes, mostly in the Aboriginals because they live off the land around where they live, so.
Yeah.
And they hunt for certain foods and stuff too. So.
It's quite opposite. The western parts, the community of European, Asian people that moved to Australia and then the Aboriginals.
Well, there's one thing that's similar to Iceland and Australia in that most of the population is centered in one corner of the country.
Mm-hmm.
In Iceland, it's in the southwest. In Australia, it's in the southeast.
Yeah.
That's where majority of the population lives.
Yeah.
The rest is just a filler.
How many people live in Australia? You know, just 30 million, 50 million?
It probably goes up and down, but I'm assuming around 40.
40 million people.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't have the top of the head out.
I think it depends on birth rates also.
Mm-hmm.
So. Is it a high birth rate, would you think?
Probably.
But there's a lot of immigrants, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of immigrants, too.
Mm-hmm. So it's... the population is not declining.
No, it doesn't go, it doesn't really decline that much. So.
No. So it's similar to the US in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Thanks for giving us the time to talk to you. And
again?
And coming here for the second time. I'm really sorry for that. And thank you so much. Thank you.